Unit 2. How do you study for a test? Section B.
1A. Learning English can be difficult. What things are difficult for you? Read the list. Check the statements that are true for you. I can't pronounce some of the words. I can't spell some English words. I can't understand spoken English. I make mistakes in grammar. I read very slowly. 1B. What other things are difficult for you? Make a list.
2A. Paul is learning English. Listen and check the learning challenges he talks about.
You look worried, Paul.
I am, Ms. Mitchell. I'm having trouble learning English.
You said you liked English. What's the problem?
I can't get the pronunciation right.
Well, listening can help. Why don't you borrow the teacher's tapes? You can listen to them at home and repeat the sentences that are difficult for you.
That's a good idea. But what about all the new words? I forget a lot of new words.
You can always write the new words in your notebook and study them at home. You can even study in the train on the way to school.
That might really help. Thanks.
Can you understand when people talk to you?
Well, no, not always. Sometimes I just don't understand what people are saying.
Why don't you join an English language club to practice speaking English? The English club meets after school on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Maybe I'll go. The only other problem I have is that I don't get much writing practice.
Maybe you should find a pen pal.
That sounds like a fun way to practice writing. Thanks, Ms. Mitchell.
2B. Listen again. Match the challenges in 2A with the solutions.
2C. Pair work. Role play conversations using the information from 2A and 2B.
I don't have a partner to practice English with.
Maybe you should join an English language club.
3A. Read the article. Then read the statements about the article. Write T for true or F for false.
How I learned to learn English. Last year, my English class was difficult. First of all, it wasn't easy for me to understand the teacher when she talked. To begin with, she spoke too quickly, and I couldn't understand every word. Later on, I realized that it doesn't matter if you don't understand every word. I was also afraid to speak in class because I thought my classmates might laugh at me. I couldn't always make complete sentences either. Then I started to watch English language TV. It helped a lot. I think that doing lots of listening practice is one of the secrets of becoming a good language learner. Another thing that I found very difficult was English grammar, so I decided to take lots of grammar notes in every class. Then I started to write my own original sentences using the grammar I was learning. It's amazing how much this helped. Now I am enjoying learning English, and I got an A this term. My teacher is very impressed.
3B. Write a letter telling a friend how to become a better language learner.
3C. Write an article about the things that have helped you the most in learning another language. 4. Interview. Ask 3 classmates about learning English. Take notes, then tell the class about their answers. 1. What isn't easy about learning English? 2. What do you do about this? 3. What is your favorite way to learn more English? Han Wen says that listening is sometimes difficult if people speak too fast.